Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're on the line with New York State Senator Patrick Gallivan. And Senator, you just got out of seeing Governor Cuomo's budget proposal hearing for this year's budget. And he talked about a lot of things. He went through a lot of headlines on this. And I guess I want to start from the very top. And that's the deficit that New York State is facing. It's $6.2 billion. But the governor said that it's kind of misleading. He said that the deficit only means a shortfall from the projected growth to the actual growth in programs. How did you interpret how the governor, I guess, spun the word deficit?
Well, in the larger sense, the governor put forward a lot of many very ambitious programs that are very costly. As I was adding up in my mind, I came up with about an additional $350 billion in new spending. Much of it is capital, of course, and it would be bonded. Problem, given these times, in my mind, for the state to take on additional debt. And I don't think that the governor sufficiently explained how to fill the gap in the budget. I know that he spent some time talking about what a deficit is and what it means. I understand what he was saying, but his presentation was short on details. And I think I want to delve into his actual budget proposal, the actual document, before I pass judgment.
All right. Well, he did talk a lot today about Medicaid and his plans to have local governments invest in Medicaid and whatnot, hoping he brings back the Medicaid redesign team as well. What did you think of his plan to try to curb Medicaid in New York State?
I think the call for the Medicaid redesign team, too, is a good thing. I think it's high time that we examine how we manage Medicaid, figure out why our costs are so high, among the highest in the nation, and redesign the program to ensure that we can control the spending, prevent cost shifts, and make sure that it's sustainable in the future. So I share those stated goals. I hope to be a part of it to the extent that we can make it real, that there actually is structural redesign and that the program itself is sustainable without breaking the bank. So I welcome the call for the Medicaid redesign team. Of course, so much of the devil's in the details, and we'll be seeing that unfold over the next several weeks. I do think it has promise, though.
Were you surprised that Governor Cuomo didn't dive too much into legalization of marijuana? He just said it's the best chance for it to pass in the budget, and without the budget, it would probably languish. He suggested it gets done in the budget and then moved on to his next thing. Are you surprised he didn't dive too much in depth on that?
I think it remains controversial, and much of the discussion, whether it's the governor's call or other legislators' call for the legalization of recreational marijuana, has to do with what they term additional tax revenues or social justice. And I think that we need to be focusing on public health and safety first and foremost when we discuss recreational marijuana. When the governor leaves in his budget and in his proposal, when he moves away from the financial issues and into all these other, a whole host of other issues that shouldn't be dealt with in the budget, I think you take away from the financial picture of the state, and it's easy to be distracted. Many of the things that are not financial in nature should be left for the other part of the legislative session. And I think we should be focusing on the financial matters only. And the danger then becomes, when he's not focusing on the financial matters, he's not doing the financial matter enough justice or the legislative issues enough justice in a single presentation.
All right, Pat, I know you want to dive in depth into the actual document of the proposal, but from the governor's speech today, were there any other big takeaways that you had?
I think the most pressing issue that we face right now in New York State is the changes that the criminal justice laws brought us effective the first of the year. The governor in his State of the State talked about how government's first priority, and I'm quoting, is to protect our people. And he talked about the bail reform and talked how we should be acting on facts and information. Well, the fact is we've seen thousands of dangerous individuals released. We've seen instances across the state where these dangerous individuals have reoffended and created more victims. We've seen an individual die out in Long Island as a result. The time for action on fixing these so-called reforms is now, and I'm troubled that that was lacking. I think that's something that we can't wait several months to take action on, and I think that's something that we need to do now. And I would have liked to have heard more about how we are going to close that gap, that financial gap, as we go forward. But nonetheless, as we go forward, I mean, it is hard, to be fair, for the governor to put all of this into a one-hour presentation and do justice for all of it. The last area that, one of the things that raised eyebrows for me is the governor's call for a new funding formula for education, and a lot of focus on the high-needs school districts. That's all well and good, but the state's obligation to fund education is something that should apply to all children across the state. And any change in the funding formula, we have to ensure that it's fair to all of our schools, no matter where you live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.